I guess I'd like to, I don't want to start Perikman Vav, but look, we'll talk a minute or two about Memdalad and Memhei. When it talks about Shmi and Ayin, it is something that is, I guess, relevant kind of to Yoma. All Yom Tovim are characterized by Re'iyah, Liros v'Liros, that defines the Yantiv. Rosh Hashanah, there is no Liros v'Liros, it says Mefurish, I mean, it is like that, and it says in Shacharach that you should not say that on Ve'ena Nechalah Liros v'Liros, because we can't, there's no mitzvah Re'iyah anyway, and the only mitzvah we have is Shmiah. So it's very interesting that all the Yom Tovim, we have a mitzvah Re'iyah, and Rosh Hashanah, we have no Re'iyah, we have Shmia. It's also called Kesel Yom Chageinu. It's a yontif that's hidden. So all sorts of remazim that the yachas is Shmia to Riyah. And the Rabbi Nebuchaya mentions in one place about how Shmia is more chashuv than Riyah. And he says if somebody is if somebody is machris somebody else, listen to me, kuloi. If you misame somebody, you give the deme ayin, and if you make somebody to cherish, you give the deme kuloi. So he points out. So you see that shmi is more chashuv than re'iyah. He says it in the pasuk. Doesn't explain. Doesn't elaborate much more on it. There's also Rabbi Yonah, very famous Rabbi Yonah, that he speaks about what it is that it says a person who's mekabla on himself to listen to the Mechichim and the Chachma Ador, instantly he goes out from an Afel to a Gadol, and so on. So what's the, we tend, rightfully so, to think of Riyah as being a much stronger Chush, much more important. When we speak about something precious, we speak about Bavas Enoi, we speak about a person's apple of the eye. So obviously there's sort of a balance between the two. There's a mila in Shmiah, there's a mila in Re'iyah. So the mila of Re'iyah is as much as we are teifis something. Mitzad us, when we say we see it, that's the greatest feast a person has. And that defines the my greatest interaction. Shmiah means I'm relying on you. The Shmiah we're talking about here is not a direct Shmiah. If I hear a table scraping against the floor, that's a get of Re'iyah. Those are the type of things a blind man would use to define where something is. So anytime Shmiah is defining the sound of something, not speech, that's like Re'iyah. The Shmiah we're talking about is where we hear someone else's words and we accept it like testimony. In other words, we're relying on somebody else's. So l'shmoya b'kol Hashem means I am subordinating myself and listening to my shalom. The shmia has no limit to where it can take a person because he's limited to the amount of wisdom in the world. If somewhere somebody has the knowledge, understanding, or whatever it is, and therefore I can latch onto it, and I can follow the advice. If I'm investing on my own understanding, so it could be very, very severely limited. It could be very non-productive. If I choose to follow a very wise person, then I'm basically becoming like him. I'm becoming part of him. So the union of Shmia allows for a person to latch on to the Baruch Shalom, to latch on to an infinite amount of emes. So starting with Shmia, Re'iya is the emes that I have accepted from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I have processed it into a format that I see it. I process it into a format that I feel the inyan. So it's a higher darga, but the opening it starts with shmiya. So if when you're building Rosh Hashanah versus Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah is the two great moments of Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos. Rosh Hashanah was a b'china of Shmiya, and on the first half of the first day, there was no light. And the day came in the second part of that day. The Bracious is a Maimer, that means that there was a Shmiya on the first day. And Matan Torah was Atareis Elodas. Kadosh Baruch Hu opened up all the worlds. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us knowledge, understanding, and so on. So in the building of a person's Kaima, so definitely what we know and understand is our crown achievement. But the ability, how far we can go, depends on how much we're willing to listen. If we're willing to listen to Kol Hashem, then there's no limit to how far we can go. And we can take every piece that we know we're supposed to do, we can take it and begin the process of assimilating it, of learning it, understanding it, knowing it, and so on. So that's the mile of Shmi over here. Akapanim, as far as the Rambam goes, it's just both of them are just the same type of metaphor, and that's that. Okay, so Mitzvah Hashem, next week we would start Perek Memvav Mitzvah Hashem. Ksivach Sima Taiva, good Kiven Shiar.
Good Shiar, good Shabbos.
Okay, Ksivach Sima Taiva.
Shabbos.
Ksivach Sima Taiva.
Shabbos.